UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, why would an unvaccinated person need to prove they're negative when the vaccinated can catch and spread the COVID? Jack?
And James Strebel.
You want to go with that one?
Well, my response would be, if you're vaccinated, while it's not a zero chance of you being able to spread it, you have a less likely chance of one, catching it, and then two, spreading it. So... yes, and it's also acting as an incentive to get people vaccinated.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
NBA draft coming up on Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Catch that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 in the ESPN Louisville app. You interested in that at all?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
But you're really not interested. I mean, I'm not.
No, it's just I'm going to watch because I just want to see what Cal does with Shaden Sharp. That's the only reason
I'm
watching.
Okay, so did you guys talk about this? Because I figured that John Calipari would not be there. Ty Washington did not get invited to the green room, right?
Ty did get the invite. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, which takes a lot of the intrigue out of it because we had that discussion, I believe, when Perrin was in with us last week of that would he still go even if Ty's not there. But Ty did get a last-minute pity invite.
Yes, he did.
Did he get a pity invite?
Literally, the next day. Thursday.
That's sad.
He got the pity invite.
It was someone else.
Oh, Lord.
Someone else must have declined it.
We did have the discussions like, is Cal going to go? But now he has the out. Now that Ty's there, he has the out to go. And by the way, did you see the Shaden Sharp quotes? It's his decision. He said it's his decision.
It was his decision.
It's his decision to not play.
Yeah, I don't believe anything.
No, I
from
believe
Shaden
they say.
Sharp.
No, I don't believe
no,
anything.
I
they
don't
say.
Believe anything they say. Their words are mean. There's a lot of that. We talked about it in hour number one.
Yeah.
There's some meaningless words. Shaden Sharp and his people would fit that mold.
Top of the list, almost.
Yeah,
if
they,
you will.
They would. Yeah. They would be top. The they list. Would be top of the list.
Meaningless, but yeah, I saw that, and then that sparked the discussion. But then Ty's pity invite bailed Cal out. So I'm sure he now will kiss and smooch on Shaden Sharp's family. But we'll see. We'll see. That's the only thing I'm going to watch the draft
okay.
for.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there we go. No, that adds intrigue because otherwise there was none. Robert Dillingham going to announce on the 24th, which is what?
Friday.
Thursday?
It's Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Friday. He added Louisville to his list. I was stunned by
this.
Oh,
so. Ooh.
Yeah, a little intrigue.
Any pain
yes.
on those
so
things.
Today he releases his final four. And Kentucky, obviously. It's Kentucky, Louisville, and I can't remember the other two. But those were the ones that stuck out to me, obviously. Here's my theory. I think since Cal's prepping to lose DJ Wagner,
uh-huh.
he was like, why don't you just throw Louisville on your list? That'll give me a recruiting win over Kenny Payne. That's my theory on why he added Louisville. Because there's been no talk about Robert Dillingham and Louisville. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah,
I think it's Cal saying, give me a victory
okay,
here, Robert.
But
give me a
victory.
You
see it the other way, don't you?
What?
Well, maybe you could be a little scared.
No, I'm not nervous about
okay.
that at all.
Okay.
No. I mean, we had every recruiting guy we had on last week was like, Dillingham's going to Kentucky. Every Branham, Graff, Sisk, do we have anybody else, Jack?
Man, you guys did load up on recruiting.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, you loaded up on some recruiting.
It's because the Amani Bates stuff was really the main reason we had Branham and Graff on.
We had Hale kind of say that also during the Blitz.
Yeah, he'll. Yeah.
So what's happening with Amani Bates here? Is he ever going to commit? Like, do they know? It's just like whatever.
Nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows anything.
Nice.
It's one of the strangest. I mean, they even were saying if he doesn't go to Michigan, that
he might go pro.
He might go overseas. No, overseas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like to China or something
China
like that,
or Australia.
Australia.
I think,
yeah,
they're talking about. So like he's not going to go to Louisville. I think that's done. It's just Michigan or pro.
Now,
for
see,
me.
Each one is different. Imani Bates, I actually don't give. I don't get on Kenny Payne for that.
No,
I think Kenny Payne said, "Hey, I'm willing to work through something here." I think Imani Bates and maybe his dad, whomever is involved there, are people that I imagine would be people you're not trusting.
Right.
Okay. So yeah,
people.
I don't view that like Tyrese Hunter or Malachi Smith or the big picture take that that Louisville right now, backcourt wise, is in a tough spot.
Sure.
But each case is different. Like if Robert Dillingham did not go to Kentucky on Friday, you bash Cal.
Oh, 100%.
Okay?
Because this seems to be locked up.
But there's been other times where Cal's been, you know, fourth on, you know, you've been on a top five, and we all know that he's not going, that whatever particular player's not going to Kentucky.
Right.
And
like
so,
a James Wiseman. Like, you don't bash
yeah,
O.K.
And so
Cunningham.
We view it differently. Quickly on that, 437-9680, hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios on this Monday. I might be talking to the minority here. I want to be clear with that.
Okay.
Okay? But I don't know. Again, you guys can maybe help me a little bit.
Sure.
So Louisville had the big recruiting weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rolls Royces and the chicken in the helmet.
Yes.
Okay.
The private jet. For some reason, there was one player holding another player like a dog
yeah,
on a chain.
Yeah, and so well,
that confused me.
Would you recreate that?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, you're
like you would
yeah.
hope. Like,
yeah,
that'd be funny.
Here is a reference, and Jack's not going to have any idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like that's the Steiner brothers.
The Frankensteiner.
Yeah,
yes, was, the dog-faced gremlin.
It was Scott Steiner, and what was his
Rick Steiner?
It was Rick Steiner.
Rick.
You would be Rick Steiner.
I mean, Rick Steiner was the dog-faced gremlin. He was got the handlebar mustache.
Yeah,
and he did kind of look like a bulldog. That would be me, yeah.
He
had a bulldog tattoo on his arm. Like he
acted like a dog on
did.
TV, Jack.
He would like bark and stuff.
Yeah, because
yes.
He would bark on television.
I mean, okay. His nickname was dog face.
Well, I want to recreate that.
I would do that, yeah.
And of course, if Kentucky had the same things that Louisville fans would be mocking and vice versa.
Right.
And so, well, there's two things here. The Kentucky fan and the Clemson fan reaction is something that I want to get into.
Okay.
And I've seen a little of some Louisville fans, you know, why are they doing that or this or uncomfortable with NIL, even though that wasn't NIL. It's just flashiness and showiness.
Right.
That's not NIL.
It's a production.
I mean, now NIL is there and Louisville's doing it and Scott Satterfield's all in. Anyway, I want to get bogged down in that. I see how can anyone in the world of college football, this is not even a Kentucky and Louisville thing. Okay.
All right.
Remove them.
All right.
How can anyone, okay, especially if that anyone is not a blue blood, okay, in other
right.
words, isn't selling Alabama, okay,
right.
or
Ohio State, Georgia.
Okay,
yeah.
How dare you get on another university for doing something that's showy and for doing something that is flashy.
Right. I'm with you on this, by the way.
This is college football.
Yes.
Louisville has big-time disadvantages from Georgia and LSU and Alabama and Ohio State. So you got to do something. Plus, everyone, and rightfully so, bashed my man Scott Satterfield for being boring.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Scott Satterfield was unprepared for some of the things you got to do when you make that kind of a move. Okay, mm-hmm. And I think that's fair criticism or analysis.
100% fair.
I mean, Scott Satterfield is trying something here. It might be NWO Scott Satterfield, but he's trying something here. He's not being the boring guy. It is a different approach. a completely a different approach. The type of player that they're trying to attract. I mean, guys.
Yeah, it's Hollywood Satterfield.
Yeah, you can't. Exactly. Yeah. You can't. I mean, if you wanted him to be boring, okay, the results were going to be about 6-6.
Well, you've had.
Yeah, you might get a 7-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might get an 8-4.
Yeah, you're going to be about 500. If I give you a 4 or 5 year rolling average, it's going to be right around 500, a game or two here or there.
Right.
Okay. I think everyone can agree with that.
That's what he's been.
And maybe that's what he ultimately ends up being. But at least he's giving you this, he's giving you hope that is not false. And what I mean by, well, it's recruiting hope. You know how that is.
It's wishy-washy hope, but it's hope.
But it's all that he can do in an offseason.
100%.
And he's giving you a different side of the program. And, of course, it's all silly. Of course, who cares about getting in a private jet for a minute so you can be a fake model?
Yeah, take a picture.
I don't care about sitting in a Rolls Royce. It would only make me angrier because I don't have one. But I am a fat 37-year-old. These dudes are like 17, they think Pierce Clarkson thinks that's going to be him.
Yes.
Private jet, Rolls Royce. And guess what? They might get some time on a private jet. I can see that.
I don't know
if they'll ever have as much as Cooper Hassan
or
Drew Deaner, but that's a different discussion.
I mean, that's just them and Worldwide Waddle.
Do you see where Worldwide went?
No.
Did you? You saw it, right,
Jack? I don't think I follow him on Twitter anymore, I don't think.
Wow.
Well, it's just
Royal Ascot. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's horse racing. Yes.
Oh, no, I have no idea what that is.
You got to wear like a
top hat and like
a
tail.
A top hat? Yeah. It's like the Monopoly man.
It's in England, so. Yeah.
He went to England for a horse race?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's a big deal. Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. I've never heard of that before.
You never heard of that before?
No, I've never heard of that before. That's not big on Dixie Highway, Andy. When I was growing up, that wasn't.
Well, how would you know? They don't know anything about you.
They do know about me.
I'll ask Nick Roush.
Ask Nick Roush if they know about that.
I'm bothered by that.
I know. I could tell.
I'm bothered.
I was blindsided by it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, they're going to do what now? They're going to have what at the St. Paul picnic? They're going to have wrestling at the St. Paul picnic, and Matty Banks is going to be there.
I mean, Nick Roush takes your school.
Yeah.
And Tony Vannetti takes my school.
Yeah, I know. I know, Andy. Well, to be fair, Roush did at least go there. Like, and all of his brothers and sisters went there, too. Vannetti has no connection with Jeffersonville High School one bit. At least the Roushes have a connection to St. Paul. I'll give them that, but I still don't like it one bit. I don't like it.
Texas says Clemson has a slide in their facility. Yeah, it's all silly.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying another school can't get on another school because they're all doing something that's equally, and I say silly, I mean, if it works, it works.
If it works, it works.
And I actually agree with Blank on this, that they're, I mean, they're recruiting towards, you know, these guys putting all this stuff and their own stuff. They're putting all this stuff on Instagram and Twitter
media,
and everything.
TikTok, 100%.
It's a numbers game. It's a sales game. So if you get 4 or 5 guys, you know, these different recruiting weekends and official visits and unofficial visits, you get this, hey, it's a fun visit to go to U of L.
They tell their friends. Yeah,
that gets out there, and suddenly players, better players, are visiting you, and it's a numbers game. You might have 30 of them on campus. You get a couple of them. It's worth it.
100%.
I see this no other way. I guess here's where Louisville fans would roll their eyes. I haven't seen that much whining from Kentucky fans.
No,
I haven't. Now, there's some. Okay?
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it that Vince Marrow is being quiet right now.
He is.
Listen, let's not mix. Just because there isn't whining, maybe to the level that I think there is, of the people said there is, doesn't mean that I'm not smiling at the silence of Vince Marrow.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
because it's deafening.
Yeah. No, he usually Louisville he tweets.
Louisville can have all the IG stuff out there,
and
that's very loud. You know what's just as loud? Vince Marrow not tweeting anything.
Over the weekend.
That's what. And, I mean, no, I think this little battle here in recruiting, I think, and I'm going to have to bend the knee – potentially to Strebel. Maybe I already do that about the Mitch Barnhart stuff.
Yeah, I think it's affecting
I need to hear Mark Stoops and watch his face when he talks about it.
Yeah.
To kind of get those context clues, what's going on.
Body language.
Yeah,
yeah,
what's
absolutely
going on with Mark Stoops. So I need to – I've heard Cal talk a lot about it.
He's but been frustrated.
Yeah, Stoops hasn't talked a lot about it.
Right.
So if Stoops can just make, you know, make sure no one else gets arrested this offseason.
Please, Mark.
And we can just clear time for the NIL.
Yes.
I would – because that's – it's a question anyway, and it's a question secondly because of Cal – okay, and Mitch's comments, but it's also now that Louisville is doing something respectable, hell, maybe much greater than respectable,
sure,
maybe putting together an all-time great class that can save Scott Satterfield or expedite him being gone. That, there's another way to look at it.
Yes,
but I just the people that don't like it, if you're from another school, you don't sound whiny. You are whiny.
Yeah, you're whining.
Whining, and you'd be better just to do what Vince Merrill was doing, not saying anything, and just just being silent,
and
let Louisville have their time. And if you're a Kentucky fan, you pray that a bunch of these kids don't commit, and the number one running back ends up going to TCU or Texas or
wherever,
A&M, or where the hell he's gonna go.
Yeah, somewhere in Texas. Yeah,
but
not
there's
to Louisville.
There's no doubt about it that U of L was the best offer on a lot of kids that they got for 3 years.
Yes.
Not all of them, but there were many kids. When we talked about the overall big picture of Scott Satterfield recruiting, it was a lot of, I mean, let's just be honest here, it was a lot of Tulane and Coastal Carolina.
East Carolina, and
low-end Power 5, if any Power 5s at all. And so, yes, when there's a Louisville offer there, it is a much better offer than all these other places that I have listed. And there is no doubt that that has changed.
Oh, okay, immensely.
What that leads to, how all of this plays out with Satterfield and with this class specifically, I do not know.
Right.
But I have a pretty good feeling if they sign 20 kids, that it's not going to be where 15 of them, of course, they would go to Louisville because it's by far the best offer.
Because that's all they have.
That's all they have.
Right.
And that's how it was. Okay. Yeah. And of course it's hypocritical. Of course it's inconsistent or hypocritical how we heard everyone was a two-star. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay? That this goes back to the battling between the fan bases. It's just to me it's of course they do that.
Yeah.
When you get that love, okay? You love the love.
You do love the love.
You love
absolutely.
You love the love.
Well, not all Louisville fans. Now the other side of this was the Louisville fans that I was actually praising Scott Satterfield and saying, hey, he's using NIL to save his job. These kids are interested. There were Louisville fans on the text line. They were like, this isn't why they're coming. They're coming because they want to play for Scott Satterfield.
No one believes that.
They tried to battle me on it, Andy.
They don't really believe it. They're just trying to – no one believes that. Come on. I mean, we all know what it is. It's all about assistant coaches anyway. Come on.
Right.
I mean, Vince Merrill gets guys to go to Kentucky who he doesn't coach.
No, ever.
He's a tight end coach.
Yeah, he gets defensive
guys.
He's
not coaching them. He gets a defensive guy. He never talks to the kid.
No, ever.
Get out of here with that.
He practices. I just don't care. He gets a head nod, and that's about it. But no,
delusional's delusional.
As a Kentucky fan, I wish they would do something like Louisville did this past weekend. It's cool. It's fun. Like you said, it gets spread on social media. It picks up steam, and next thing you know, it bothers.
Mitch Barnhart again.
No, it's not Mitch Barnhart. It just bothers me that Scott Satterfield got it. Because I pegged him as a guy that
he
would
wasn't
never
going,
get it.
No. If this did not happen, he would fizzle out.
He would have fizzled
He would have
out.
No quarterback yes. after Malik.
Right.
And he would do fine this year. Okay. And
next
no,
year
and,
would be trouble.
And next year he'd be trouble and he wouldn't beat Kentucky and he would go.
Yes.
That's how I feel like it was going to work out.
It was one of those adapt or die situations, and by God, Scott Satterfield's adapted.
Oh, he's been.
And it's a stunner
to
me.
He's been lucky by NIL.
Yep.
Neely leaving when she did. Jeff Brohm the first time around. Vince Tyrann doing whatever he was doing with Florida State or whoever
else. Yeah.
And then
Satterfield.
And then NIL hits at the exact time.
Yeah. He's had Of all the misfortune he's had on the field with these close losses.
He hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done it. But everything off the field has been fortunate to him. Everything off of the
field
has
been fortunate.
Scott
Satterfield's done nothing on the field.
Nothing.
Nothing
exciting.
He's done nothing on the field that these guys would just wake up to the fact that, oh, Satterfield's at Louisville. I got to visit there.
Right. The most exciting.
Like, we're living in the real world. And people get offended at this.
They do.
But it's the way that it is.
I mean,
it's the way that it is everywhere. If Calipari left Kentucky and they brought in
Chris Holtmann.
I don't know. Holtman's had a couple guys. I hate Holtmann.
I do.
I don't know what your issue is with him.
Not Holtmann.
Not Billy G because he was bad as well.
He was really bad.
You know what I mean.
Tubby Smith.
Yeah, Tubby. Texas says, did you guys see the article on ESPN that Chet Holmgren is the next Kevin Durant?
Yes. I saw that, and it's silly is what it is. It's silly. It's very silly. There's nothing about that guy when I see him that screams the future of the NBA. Nothing. Nothing at all. Like I said,
yeah, but you're not an evaluator either.
No, I'm just going by like looking at the dude. Like that guy's not cool. Like he's not. Like if he's a star,
Kevin Durant was. I mean, a broomstick, if you will, when he came into the NBA.
Yeah, he's a lot different than Chet Holmgren.
I agree with that.
He's a lot different than Chet Holmgren. Like Kevin Durant at Texas was so much better than Chet Holmgren at Gonzaga.
Texas says Roush is a horse guy. He absolutely knows what the royal ascot is.
Well, good for him. I have no idea. I don't live in England. I don't care.
Texas says, let me rephrase. Does Big Rig remember the wrestler Disco Inferno for WCW?
Yeah. I remember Disco Inferno.
I do,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely, yeah. He was on Monday Night Show, a mainstay. The character worked somehow, but I don't know how it worked. But, yeah, I remember the Disco Inferno.
Texas says Gunter Biden would be a better AD than Mitch Barnhart.
Gunter Biden or Hunter Biden?
I think it's Hunter.
It is Hunter.
You're thinking of Gunter Brewer. Get behind Hunter Biden and Gunter Brewer. Let me make sure I didn't mess that up.
Is that Blankenbaker that texted you, Gunter?
Hang on. No, I didn't mess that up.
So they're the one that played Gunter Biden. No, I don't want Hunter Biden as the AD. I'd rather have Papaw. Who knows what would happen.
You saw Biden fall over, right?
On his bike, yes.
On the bike?
Yes, I saw it. It worried me. He's an elderly man. He's going to be 80.
Yes, he is.
Maybe not so much biking.
Well, it's a photo op, right?
Well, that's
he bikes, but...
It is a, look, he's fine type thing. Like, look, he's on a bike. He's good. He's healthy, right? Yeah, yeah, look.
Now, his foot got caught in the...
The pedal. Yes, and he... Fell over.
The whole thing,
and then he got right up and was like, I'm fine, don't worry about it, it happens all the time, and then the media rushed him away.
Yeah, because they had to be worried that, you know, someone tried to pick him up, that's where someone could, like, attack him or
something. Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
Did you see the Secret Service, like, tackled some lady? Like, she was running out, like, a protester, like, he was driving, like, the presidential motorcade was driving by.
Right.
And some lady came out with a sign, and Secret Service
what
took her down.
What the sign said? Do we have any idea?
I don't know, I didn't see what the sign said. And then the Colbert Show got in trouble. Because he sent like some of his staff to the January 6th committee. They didn't have a pass, so they started walking around the Capitol. So they arrested him. You know the guy that does?
Oh yeah.
You know the guy that does Triumph, yeah. Triumph the Comic Dog?
Oh yeah.
Robert Smigel. He's one of the guys arrested.
Did you see The Athletic got the decree no politics?
Really?
Yeah, did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I mean, the first thing I thought of was Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, that's me too. That's exactly when you said that.
I thought, oh boy.
So he can't tweet about politics?
He can't tweet about politics.
Oh, boy. He liked to get big blue riled up,
man. I mean, he would dive into it, man.
He would. He absolutely would.
Well, some of the stuff he was saying wasn't politics. It was more just don't be an a-hole.
Yes.
But that is now political.
That's now political.
Yeah, that's political.
Being a jerk and being a good, all-around good person somehow has been politicized.
Yeah, it
has. And I don't know how or when it happened.
Well, I know when it happened. I think I have a good idea.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, I think I have a good idea.
Okay, you had a good point.
Texas says there's a myth about KD not being able to even bench the press bar when he got to the league.
Yes, I remember that. And I don't think it was just the bar. I think it was just 135 pounds.
Texas says, is this really how Scott Satterfield's going to work fools?
Yeah. You got to figure a way out.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
What's his NWO name? Zach, you're not going to be able to help us here. I apologize.
I kind of like the Hollywood Satterfield. Just
yeah, but that's been used. I feel like
it has
that was for
used.
Hollywood Hogan.
Yes.
Jack, do you know who Hulk Hogan is?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
Okay, at least you know that.
Yes.
It must have been a South Park episode.
Right.
Do you know anything, like, other than he had a sex tape?
No,
like,
that's pretty much it.
With the wife of Bubba the Love Sponge.
Do you know who that is? He's
no.
a radio. He's a radio
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's a radio guy like Florida.
Yeah.
It's very odd. It was a very odd situation.
Wait, so you don't know what he actually has done all these years? You just know him from the tape?
Correct.
I knew
Whoa!
It.
Whoa! Hold on. So you only knew Hulk Hogan from Bubba the Love Sponge's wife?
That's mainly it.
He was like a
I knew it, dude.
He was like a wrestler, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
He was like the wrestler
he was
in the 80s.
Pretty much the greatest wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, who's your favorite player of all time? He's Calbert Chaney to you. Or Jordan Halls, or whoever you like the most.
He's Jeffries.
Jared Jeffries.
You
Jared
couldn't
Jeffries.
Think of his first name,
I could.
Could you?
I just
think
knew
of his first
Jeffries.
Name.
I'm impressed. Because we named four guys, and Kirk Hastin wasn't one of them.
Oh, there you go. Steve Alford. There
well,
you
don't
go.
Don't worry. He was right around the corner. Did you see Dockage's tweet about Alford?
Oh, that God. Was terrible. It killed me.
We've got to get to that, too.
I read that.
I have an entire just sheet of things that we got to get to.
That's like,
here's my thing. Fisher got punched.
Yeah.
We got to get to that. Kyle Tucker can't talk politics.
That's sad. Not for me personally.
Golf guy was out this weekend.
Golf guy?
Well, yeah, you know golf guy.
Who's
who
golf
had, to
guy?
Had to tell me the anonymous leaderboard, how great it was.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
No, well, you know, Scotty Scheffler is number one. Zalatoris has got second a bunch of times.
Zalatoris?
If you haven't heard of Zalatoris, you know, what Zalatoris? Are you even doing?
What's your problem?
Zalatoris? Like, I let it go with Matt Jones because I'm like, I don't need BBN Marv to be all over my bleep. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, like,
but it sounds like y'all with the NBA. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch the NBA. Oh, dude, why? They got the best players in the
world,
man.
Don't you know?
Well, they got
understand?
Kevin Durant. They
yeah.
got Kyrie Irving. They
LeBron
got LeBron James.
The shot making in the NBA just cannot be matched anywhere else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to see real defense? Turn
but
on the NBA game.
Zalatoris, Andy.
Oh,
and it's
my
Zalatoris.
God.
You know what I did out of spite? I didn't see a stroke of the U.S. Open.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday. Not
you
one.
Wow, I was wondering.
Not one. Not
so you
one.
You didn't watch it all. You just
Matt Fitzpatrick won. I tell you who didn't win. Lachlan McLean's bets.
Rory.
Rory didn't win.
Rory didn't win again.
Hey, Andy, don't you know? John Rahm. John Rahm's playing on Sunday. Yeah, he shot four over.
And Hideki Matsuyama.
Oh, yeah, Matsuyama. Yeah. I forgot about him. He
Satellite Scott is a great NW. Satterwood.
Ooh, I like Satterwood. Satterwood's pretty good. Satellite Scott, though. I like that one a lot.
Satterfield's out here just working fools.
I like Satellite Scott. That's a pretty damn
– She text Rummage on this. This would be
– Oh, this is up his alley.
It is up his alley.
He comes – it's Scott Satterfield, it's Louisville football, and it's wrestling. He would kill this, absolutely.
Streeple's wife was holding that sign.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't.
What a great rumor to start, though.
Yeah, did you know it was Mrs. Streeple?
If that rumor caught tackled. On, it was in, like, D.C. or something,
yeah, it was in
wasn't
DC,
it?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, if that was the case, and it got around and had to explain that away, like, you know, like, hey, actually, no, my wife wasn't arrested by Secret Service. Please stop. There's a lot going on.
The Boone Brawler.
Oh, that's a really good one, the Boone Brawler.
Dude sat, popped that L's up out his boat.
Oh, shirtless.
And eat him, yeah, shirtless, like not letting you see who he was on the boat with. I'm like, he's
a changed man.
Louisville has corrupted him.
It has.
He is now full of sin.
He was trying to fight it.
No, because you're in Boone, and Boone's like too beautiful to sin.
Right, you can't sin there.
You can't sin in Boone.
It's the Garden of Eden.
It is.
I think actually that's where historically the Garden of Eden
it wasn't in Iraq.
It was in Boone, North Carolina.
It wasn't the Middle East. It was in Boone.
No, it's
to the Mormons were right. Everything did actually happen in the U.S.
Is that what they believe? Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. They believe.
They believe it all happened in the U.S.
It all happened in the U.S. and Jesus.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh yeah, after Jesus did his work in the Middle East in Palestine.
He came over
to
Illinois.
To
Chicago.
Yeah, to Utah. And,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, ancient Jesus. And that the Native Americans are actually a lost tribe of Israel.
And that they used to be white.
They used to be white. And then God, made them not white. They really believe this.
First of all, save that for the mixtape. Like, second of all, I feel like I learned something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did, but I feel like I did.
And an angel named Moroni was the
Lawrence Maroney?
No, his name was Maroney.
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 There was an angel named Maroney?
According to Joseph Smith, who started the Mormon religion.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So Maroney, the angel Maroney, gave these golden plates to Joseph Smith. Only he could see. They're called the Seeing Stones.
Oh, gotcha.
He put them in a hat, and he'd read out of them. And when he read the secret stones, the Seeing Stones, his friend would transcribe it, and that's the Book of Mormon.
So the Pope was going to quit, maybe, since we're just doing religious stuff.
Yeah. He's confined to a wheelchair. He can't really get around very well right now.
I think you should do that.
The Pope?
I mean, it's just it's just a figurehead. It's not
Pope,
a real job.
Pope Agri.
I can't.
It's not like a president.
Actually, it is, because the Vatican's its own country.
He's not balancing budgets.
Oh no, he has people
and
do
stuff
that
like
for
that.
Him.
Yeah, he's just going out and waving to people.
No, he's got to like sign off on that stuff. Like any decisions that are made, like has to pass
really?
Through the Pope. Oh yeah, 100%.
Well, who's next after him? Do you have any idea?
They have to elect somebody.
Well, I know, but who's the pecking order?
There's a cart.
You're not going to get DJ Wagner, but you're going to get Robert Dillingham. Who's next?
There's a cardinal in New York, Cardinal Dolan. Is very popular.
James Dolan.
And he almost got...
the owner of the New York Knicks.
No, different Dolan. But he was on the finalist list the last time around. So people think that he'll be...
He should be. You would imagine that's the case.
Oh, yeah. I mean, New York's one of the biggest archdioceses in the world. So, of course, he has a pretty... you know, big cardinal there running that. So he's one of the favorites, I'll say that.
So that's why you won't get into it, because they designate one of the people cardinal.
Scott Swaggerfield.
I can't do
it. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm married.
Can't be Cardinal Strebel.
I'm not Chase.
Just Boy Tree Strebel.
Saddy Daddy. I think just Sat Daddy's
Sat
better.
Sat Daddy, yeah, not Saddy.
Saddy Bangs.
Sat Daddy. Saddy Bangs.
Texas says Pope Strebel would change water into Bush Light.
Yeah, if I had the ability.
What would be
to
the
do?
First thing you would do if you became cardinal?
You mean Pope?
Or, Pope.
I would preach to get married.
Okay.
That'd be the first thing
I'd
do.
Boy, so you would dive right into
it. I'd dive right into
boy,
it.
Boy, that's not like, hey, a little single.
There'd be a lot of angry people there.
No,
yeah.
There'd be a lot of angry people.
Wow.
Yeah.
If that's not like a little single. You're
no,
going home
I'm
run.
I'm going home run, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
because,
about.
Well, they got to get more. They're running out of priests because one of the reasons is, you know, people want to get married. People want to have kids and families. I mean, it's a big, big sacrifice to make to be chaste and not ever have a wife and kids. Like
chaste.
Yes. Yeah. You never, you know, make love. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's one of the things I'd do. Let women into the clergy. I think that'd be a big deal, too.
Dexter meant Pope Big Rig. Instead, he spelled it Pipe Big Rig. He goes, oops.
It's not an NWO name. It's a...
The Rig Pipe. Kind of a,
yeah.
They're probably just bringing Roush anyway, Jack.
That's a penthouse.
I'll just bring in Roush.
Roush will do it.
We'll just bring him in.
Yeah.
Is Vanetti available?
Yeah, Roush or Vanetti.
Vanetti.
That's where he gets it from. He thinks he can throw his weight around because Tony Vanetti used to be his boss.
Vanetti's going to have like a picture. If the next Pope is from this country.
Yeah.
You know Vanetti's going to have an entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back in the day, the underdogs did a remote outside his office when he was in New York.
Oh, yeah. I text with him weekly.
Yeah,
yes,
like,
I know.
You know
yeah.
There's
oh,
going to
yeah.
be something.
Because he's got to be the best Catholic. So
yeah.
He's got to let us
he's
know.
Gonna one-up
he's
going to one-up you.
He's the best Catholic.
He's going to one-up you.
It doesn't matter how many. Like, I took my kids to church on Sunday. Well, I took them three times on Sunday. How about that, Strebel? How about that? I took them four times.
Texas says, next time Scotty Too Hotty texts a pic, it's going to be Scarface-esque, with him holding a cigar with two IG models like Kiki.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He needs to be full Louisville.
Lean into it.
No, full Louisville sin.
Yeah, lean into it. Yeah, absolutely. Bring it all back. Let's go. Like, he needs to out Patrino.
Scotty Too Hottie's a good one, man. I'm going to write
that
down.
That is a good one.
That's from Samson.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Good one.
I back Sat on this. I mean,
I do too.
I don't know if he likes it. Or, I don't know if he likes it or not.
He likes the results.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, so far, I mean, it's what you, it's like what you have to do, but it's what you have to do when you're desperate, and they are. He is.
Yes.
But it's not only that. It's what you do in today's era, and it's what you do when you don't have the advantages that others have. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of stuff like Lane Kiffin does.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. When you have to close the gap,
Yeah.
And sometimes by closing the gap, you got to do something that maybe Nick Saban or Dabo wouldn't do.
Right, right.
Okay?
Kirby Smart.
I will say out of anyone, I don't hear anything from Clemson fans. I mean, Kentucky's one thing. The rivalry's there. A couple people can put stuff up and whine, and it's absolute fodder that we'll talk about. It's content for the show.
Sure.
I'm with you. I get it. But Clemson's is the place.
Yeah, y'all need to
of all
shut
place.
Up. Yeah.
No, if I'm a Clemson fan, I would actually be like, remember when we were the Blue Blood?
Yeah.
It was just a few years ago. Get a Rolls Royce in here. If that means we get one or two more 4 and 5 stars, do that.
Yeah.
Don't let Louisville get the number one running back in the country.
Quit being holier than thou, Dabo. Get off your pedestal. You're looking down on all this and how much you hate. I mean, he's supposed to quit a while ago anyway because he didn't want college players being paid. That's a whole other discussion. But yeah, Clemson fans, be quiet. Eat it.
Eat it. There we go, Jack. Eat it.
Eat it.
Hollywood Hogan and eat it. I love Jack. Oh, you know him. Bubba Love
Sponge. I know, man. He just knew Bubba the Love Sponge wife sex tape. That's all he knew. It's stunning to me, but it shouldn't be.
It's not. That of course, had to be a South Park episode.
I think it was.
What movie, Jack, by the way, are you watching this week? I assume you didn't watch one last week.
Yeah, Borat will be the movie this week.
Borat, yeah.
I think Wednesday night's going to be the night, though.
So you didn't watch one last week?
He did not. No.
What was that?
He went to Chris Rock.
Yeah, I went to Chris Rock last week.
Yes. With his parents and Ethan. Oh, you didn't know that?
I don't know anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You guys are catching me up on all of this.
Yeah. Tell him how this came about, Jack.
Yeah,
like this.
So my parents' anniversary was a few weeks ago.
Right.
And my mom...
You remembered and your brother did not,
Ethan
right?
did not remember. Yes, right. Correct. But my mom, as an anniversary gift, got Chris Rock tickets. But she got 4 tickets so that Ethan and I could go too.
That's her anniversary gift to Ken.
Yeah.
Chris Rock tickets.
I mean, Jack, I hate doing this question I gotta ask, but it's a follow-up.
All right.
Everything that goes along into an anniversary evening out... And then back at the house, I mean, your brother front row to everything or just the Chris Rock stuff? Okay. Well, that's a valid question.
So first of all, no. But also, my parents' anniversary was the weekend right before I left to go out of town for a week. And Ethan was obviously still in Tuscaloosa, so they had plenty of time to
do whatever.
To do.
So how was it? Was it good?
It was really good. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was good. He was really good.
I've yet to see him. Where was it? Yum Center?
No, it was at the Palace.
Oh, the Palace.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a pretty penny, too.
Yeah, it is. So, they were sold out. It was a big crowd.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, and he went for about 2 hours. He was good.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, usually some of those bigger shows, they'll do like an hour.
45 minutes.
Yeah,
50 minutes
max,
and you're
yeah.
done.
Two hours.
Two hours is an eternity.
Yeah, the
show started at 8, and we got out of there, and they had like an opener guy that went for like 10, 15 minutes, and then Rock went, and we the show ended. Checked my phone. It was about 10:30. So
well,
he went
about
for
that?
About 2 hours. Yeah.
Wow, very good. Yeah, Jack, I didn't know what Jack would think, but he did. He did like it.
I did really.
He gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yes.
Is that what you gave it?
Yes.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I hate to do this to Jack, but also just because he went to Chris Rockman, he couldn't watch the movie. Also,
also
that it just needs to be followed up on.
I had a busy week.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, he had the gas bags on Monday. I forgot what he had on Tuesday. He had something Tuesday. Wednesday was Chris Rock, and then he was leaving Thursday.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll watch it and we can discuss it with Andy.
Yeah. So Wednesday night I'll be able to watch it.
There we go.
No, I'm not going to read that one. No. I'm not going to read that one either. Saddy Ice, no, we could do better. Pope Father, yes.
Yeah. I like Scotty.
Starcade Scott?
Oh, Starcade. Yeah, that was the WCW pay-per-view, the Starcade. So, yeah.
Starcade
I like Scotty.
Scott.
Scotty Two Hotties, my favorite.
Man, Scotty
so far.
Two Hotties.
That's a good one.
I think the best right now.
Yeah.
The Boom Brawler might be second.
Yeah, yeah. I like Boom Brawler, too.
Those
like
are the
Brooklyn,
ones.
The Brooklyn Brawler.
All right, so we back sat here. We'll get into some sound. We got a couple lists that I want to get to, and you guys can keep catching me up on what we missed. In the 5 o'clock hour, IARP, while I'm almost to the point to where, almost, that I'm not too worried.
Oh, okay. All right.
Even if they get smacked.
Okay. All right.
You
okay,
like that, don't
I do
you?
I like that, yeah.
All right, so I'll tell you why. 437-9680, we'll do more of that. Shane Sharp still in the news. We got to read this Dockage thing. Kent Taylor in the news.
Kent Taylor? What's Kent, he up to?
Kent Taylor was at the father-daughter Calipari camp.
Oh, wow. Kent Taylor, BB and Kent. I didn't know this. All right, let's go, Kent Taylor.
You like that, don't you?
I favorite local you sports guy, Kent Taylor. Big fan here.
More take on a Monday next. All right, guys, the fitness market, get in shape. Get that summer body. I think it's what tomorrow, summer starts, and it's hot outside right now. So if you're a runner outside or whatever it may be, bring it inside. Get that home gym popping. Start that home gym. Add to that home gym. Everyone at ESPN Louisville has something from the fitness market. It's who we trust, and you can find them online right now at thefitnessmarket.com, thefitnessmarket.com. Check out their Facebook page as well. Constantly being updated, or give them a call at 882-2694. As always, family-owned business, been in this area for more than 20 years. They have the Plantside Drive location and the Westport Road location as well. All the best brands, the Precors and the Matrixes and the Schwinn's and the Bowflex, they have all that. They have the best prices. They have all the equipment. Get a rowing machine like Ennis. I have a treadmill. Streblev has weights that he left at my house 3 years ago. They got you covered there. All the weights, strength equipment as well, all in one place. It's the fitness market. They can work with any budget. Financing is available, and they have pre-owned equipment as well. Find them on Facebook or find them online right now, thefitnessmarket.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Grossman, and this SportsCenter update is brought to you by L81, Kentucky's original ginger soft drink since 1926. Five-star Robert Dillingham announced his final four schools today. The guard will choose between Kentucky, Louisville, Auburn, and USC, and will announce his decision on Friday. Dillingham is rated as the top point guard in the class of 2023 in the 247 composite rankings. In soccer, Louisville City FC got the scoring started in the 40th minute on Saturday.
It will be McCabe's free kick. Here it comes toward the penalty spot, headed away by Orange County towards Mushagalusa, who tries the shatter. Scores! Enoch Mushagalusa on the second ball bends it past Patrick Rakowski to open the scoring. Mushagalusa.
Jeff Milby on the call. Lou City beat Orange County 3-1. The boys in purple hit the road to face Hartford Athletic FC on Saturday. Coverage starts at 12:45 right here on ESPN 680-1057. And Racing Louisville drew with Washington 2-2 on Friday. Racing continues their road trip on July 3rd in Orlando. More of the take with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel is next. This is SportsCenter.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
You're a young lass. You go out
yeah,
and you
no,
have
belly shots. Ever heard of them?
Well, what?
Belly shots.
I don't know
what
that. I don't know what that is.
That's
foreign to me. I don't know what a belly shot is.
And James Strebel.
Have you actually never had a belly shot?
Shut up, Jack.
Welcome to Late Nights with Justin Jeffries.
Even I've had a belly shot.
Stop it!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Scotty D over on 93.9 The Ville tonight. Yeah, 6 o'clock. Catch that. Little College World Series after that. Ole Miss in Arkansas. Currently, and again, I haven't followed any of this, and I can imagine. I know Strebel's followed none of this. Jack, maybe you have a little bit.
I have not.
Yeah, okay, well, there we go. Yeah, okay. Auburn leads Stanford right now 6-2.
I know.
This is an elimination game.
I know Notre Dame upset somebody. I do know that
they
happened.
Beat Tennessee, which angered Jason a lot.
They did, but they also
Jason
beat
who?
Jason, the producer, who the new producer who's sitting next to me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yes.
My bad. Sorry.
No,
yes.
They upset like someone in the College World Series, like in the first game. I'm not sure who, but you're right. I haven't kept up with it at all. Nothing. But Texas A&M did lose their first game, like 13-8. I do remember that.
Yeah, but they moved on.
They did move on. Yes, that was the first game, then they moved on. Yes. They lost the first. The only reason I said that is I watched it happen Friday with Ethan Moore. Over the Thursday. I can't remember. It was one of those days.
One of those days.
Yeah, last week was, yeah.
One of those days, Andy. Just one of those days. Okay, so I wanted to get into a couple different things here. 437-9680, if you want to jump in on anything. Did you happen to see at all? And I did not know this was the case. So I saw Clay Travis tweet it today.
Oh!
Yes, people wasn't ready for this.
I wasn't ready for Clay Travis.
Did you see that Ennis Freedom,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Started a new, it looks like, television show.
No!
Maybe it's a, hang on, he's got a lot of tweets about being woke.
Surprise, surprise.
No, I think it's, I don't know if it's just on their stream or if it's going to end up being on radio.
So
or
is it on Outkick?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. No, I hadn't seen this at all.
Tommy Lahren. Is that her name? How you say her name?
Oh, yeah, the blonde lady.
Yeah,
yes.
I was trying to think of a different way to do it.
That's the only way I know.
Other than saying the yes.
Yes, the obvious. Yes. Yes. I know, yes, Tommy Lahren, yes.
And John Daly in Ennis Freedom. If you had told
what
me
the hell?
A decade ago or whatever, when he was at Kentucky.
Yeah.
That, it's over that now.
Yeah.
That, 11, 12 years ago, that Ennis Cantor would end up changing his name to Ennis Freedom, would become a face of right-wing television?
Yeah.
I guess is the best way to put it?
Yeah, yeah.
And would be doing a show with Tommy Lahren and John Daly.
I had no idea. I mean, what an odd grouping. I mean,
to mention, John Daly follows me on Twitter, which is odd.
Really?
Yeah, all of that's odd.
Why, that is, everything about this entire situation is odd. Like, I know if the show's going to, I know what the show's going to be about, but I can't imagine.
Well, yeah, freedom.
Freedom. Putting a boot in the ass.
Yeah.
That's going to be the show. That should be the name of the show. Boot in Your Ass, starring Tommy Lahren, John Daly, and In His Freedom.
How
that's
about
the
that?
Show.
Someone's got to ask Cal about this.
Calipari.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Next time, Cal, hey, have you happened to watch any of, while you're on the treadmill, any of Ennis Freedom's
show?
New show with John Daly and Tommy Lahren?
I mean, I remember John Calipari talking about when Ennis Cantor, formerly Ennis Cantor, came into his office crying.
Jack, do you know who John Daly is? Hang on. Do you get a golfer?
Yes.
Okay. He loves Hooters. Okay.
Yes. I've seen the 30 for 30 on him. It's pretty good.
It is.
Anyway,
is really
continue.
Good.
Sorry.
But no, Calipari, told the story how Ennis Cantor came into his office weeping when the NCAA said he couldn't play. And he had fond memories of Ennis being on the team and practicing. So I wonder what he thinks about this. Well, although he does call Mitch McConnell the leader. So he might like this show.
Texas says, would Strebel do a belly shot off Emily for banner number 9?
No. I wouldn't. Not even for
number
9.
I remember talking to Senator McConnell, the leader.
The leader.
That's got to be their first guest.
It has to be the leader.
Wasn't it their first guest today? It had to be.
Oh, the show debuted today?
I think it did. I got to find out more about this.
I want to find out more about this show.
Absolutely.
I want to hear John Daly, Ennis Cantor, and Tommy Lahren break down Ukraine. That's what
yes.
That's what I want to hear.
Yes,
I want to hear him talk Zelensky. I want to hear him talk Xi Jinping.
I'm not going to read that.
Biden's bicycle. I guarantee they talked about that.
Issel would be their second guest.
Yes. Damn.
I'd pass out.
Oh, if Issel popped up on that.
If it came out with Clay Travis, like Kentucky great Dan Issel joining.
It'd be the greatest.
We'd
replay the entire thing.
Just, yeah, we take the day off. Just, yeah, take, just play that show.
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We just take the day off.
Yeah, we just play that show.
You want to? You ready for this? We got to play a little bit of sound here. Jackson, yeah. Give me a cup. Do we have stuff from last week, or what do we have here? I'm looking,
yeah,
at the,
we
got to
play
sheet.
Some of this V-Show stuff from last week.
Oh, the V-Show stuff. Oh, my gosh. It's haymakers everywhere. Pat being on that show actually made it even more loony than it already was.
Yes.
I don't know,
well,
how,
okay.
But he did.
Well, let's, before we get to the sound, CBS Sports.
A list.
Tom Fornelli. Jack, get him on. Tom Fornelli. 5 breakout Power 5 college football programs will likely take a step back in 2022.
Oh, no. There's been a lot of this going around, Andy.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State.
Oh, not Gundy.
Pittsburgh.
He'll be their third guest.
Purdue.
Yeah, here it comes.
Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy this list personally.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Jack. No,
with Purdue on it. Yes.
Did you see the anonymous coach stuff?
No,
about
I
Kentucky?
Didn't see any of this.
So
I saw you tweet about it.
They had anonymous coaches on Kentucky.
Right.
And said that basically what Mark Stoops has done there is unprecedented, but eventually they're going to fall back to earth. Was basically they can't keep this up.
Yeah.
Like, eventually it's going to happen where they are not winning at the rate that they're winning right
Tom
now.
Tom Fornelli was basically like, you won the close games last year.
With Wondell.
Yeah. You won close games.
Which is fair.
Not the Tennessee game, but
right.
You were very good. You were 5-1 last year in close games.
Yes.
That's a great record. If you're one game off of that, you don't win 10 games. If
right.
You're 2 games off of that, you're 3-3, and that's not bad. And you're like, 500 in close games.
Right.
And we move on, and you're a 7-5 team that beats Louisville and maybe wins an eighth. You're like, God, that's pretty much Kentucky football.
Right.
Winning an eighth game in a bowl game, whatever it is. Yeah.
They were the anti-Louisville last year. Instead of being in those close games and losing all of them, Kentucky's in those close games.
So,
are
you, so you're buying into this then? This is why I've been telling you these
things
for
months.
No,
I'm not buying into it.
Okay.
They actually had to play the games. They actually had to play the games. Let's see after the games are played. And then, but no, I think with Will Levis being the quarterback, you know, next year's the worry. Let me rephrase that. The upcoming season, I'm not worried about. It's the season after that that I'm worried about.
Well, I think you should be worried this season.
I know you do, but I'm not. I think they'll be fine. But Stoops is whining a little bit about, like, he's not having the success in Ohio that he has had in the past.
By the way, Jason Ench just sent me a picture of Kiki and Jessica.
Oh, did
he?
Do
you want me to throw that your way?
Oh, yeah. I don't like it as much, though, when they're in the bathroom. I like on the beach or on the boat or in the club. I mean, I'm not complaining.
You don't like seeing the toilet behind it.
Right, exactly. Kind of ruins it. You know what I mean? Like, you have a fantasy, and in the fantasy, there aren't toilets. And, you know,
it's
the commode.
You're Nick Valvano. I was going to say, do you call it a commode?
My grandfather does. He calls it the commode. Yes, my grandfather.
Jack, does anyone in your family call it the commode?
I have never heard anyone in my family call it the commode.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I can see that being the case.
Yeah, I can too. Yeah. The throne? Did anyone call it the throne, Jack?
Ethan may have called it the throne at one point.
Who at ESPN Louisville would call it a commode?
Bob.
No. Issel. Issel.
Yeah, that's the one. It's
too easy.
Yeah,
that's
you're right,
easy.
Jack.
Yeah,
you're right.
Never mind.
Dan called
nah,
the
we move on. Yeah, of course. I was thinking Diener.
Oh, I can't see
I
that.
Diener maybe saying commode.
Did you? I definitely not Blankenbaker. No, but I had Bobber. Dan's the obvious one.
He's the winner.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Texas says Jack needs to ask the Emperor that question. Yes, he does. There it is.
Yes, there you go, Jack. So when you go this season,
Texas says John Wong is going to ask a. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
Jack, you got to beat John Wong to it.
Come on, Jack.
Because it's really a race between you and Wong.
It really is.
We're
the only two.
You're the only two.
Hey, yep. You made news with IU last year. You can make news again. If you ask John Calipari if he's watched the Outkick the Coverage show with Innis Freedom, you'll be a legend. Again, you've already been a legend once. You'll do it again.
Texas says some fantasies do include toilets.
Well, not my fantasy. Look, I understand. There's a fantasy for everything, but it's the individual person. Like, I there's some things that
what
I don't,
great veto.
You know, that I don't really prescribe to. Toilet fantasy is one of them.
There you
or
go.
Or furries.
There you go. Jack's thinking, I'm the exact opposite.
I like the furry.
Jack's thinking, me and Streeple have never been further apart yeah, than right now.
That's the one thing Ince and I have in common.
Ince has been all over that IG, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Settle down, Ince.
We get
it's not real life. Play some of the Bob stuff today where they were talking about the OnlyFans stuff, Jack.
Oh,
you want to play
wild.
You want to play
oh,
some
man.
Of this? Because I've heard
do you
a
want
good
the Bob
amount
stuff
of
from today, or do you want the Bob stuff from last week? I got both of them.
Okay, well, let's do the stuff today.
All right, sounds
and
good.
Then 5 o'clock hour, we can get into next week. Does that sound fun?
Yeah, there's some nude beach stuff. It's great.
Beach?
Nude beach.
Nude beach.
Nude beach stuff.
Oh, I yes. can see. I can see Bob going to one of those.
Oh no, no, Bob wasn't the one.
Okay,
you'll love it. You'll love it.
I remember when Fred Calgill was retweeting his son's OnlyFans on Twitter. I bring
his
that up.
His son has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you remember this?
Yeah,
Nick?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's
his
not.
Was his son getting makey?
Well, that's the thing. Like OnlyFans, it gets this idea that everyone is just
makey.
You know,
everybody's makey.
Yeah.
Was his son getting makey?
It's not even. X-rated. It's PG. It's just, it's lingerie photos.
Here's my abs.
It's cosplay, you know, yeah. things. It's nothing really deviant or sexual. Like, a lot of them aren't even
Nick
R-rated.
Talking about?
Forget about X-rated, yeah.
Here's my
allegedly,
abs.
I don't do any of that.
I'm not
What's
exactly fond of my daughter being on Playboy, which is not what she's doing. She's doing OnlyFans.
You see? That's what I'm talking about. With
You're saying Nick. Butt stuff.
So we don't kink shame on the beach.
This is our local
lesbian
Linguini here. So my understanding is
I got it wrong again.
Coach Satterfield sent out a big picture of something of him in a boat with an L's up. I'm a big fan of the NAACP.
I love the fade on that.
His voice just disappears. Oh, that's great stuff.
I mean, Nick could not be, he could not be wronger.
No.
Let me just be grammatically incorrect. He could not be more wrong.
Than he was right there.
Than he was right then on that take.
With OnlyFans.
He likes to be clean. We know that. Yeah. He smells good. I'll give him that. And he's tan, by the way. I spent a lot of time at the pool.
It's the worst take we've ever had on
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, so like, it's just normal.
Like it's
you
a
know.
Lock. It's like a lock of left. When Locke was just wrong.
Yeah.
Man, you've had some takes.
I've had some, too.
We've
yeah,
all I, had takes. Like, yeah. I'm trying to think of my worst one. I mean, maybe Jim Brown being overrated. I got another one.
Oh.
I mean, Steph Curry's better than Magic Johnson.
Yeah. I'm with you on
well,
that.
I don't know if I want you to be with me.
He is.
And even if you're saying right now he's not, whatever, he's going to be.
I think there's an argument.
No, there's no argument. He's better.
I don't know. I think I'd still take Magic.
Okay, you can have him. I had the best shooter of all time. They can just bang threes
Boy,
all day
great.
Long.
Now, here we go, Jack. Now I got Streeple on my side.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Look, I'm backing Steph Curry on this one, man. I mean, Magic was great or whatever. But no, Steph Curry is another level. He does something better than anybody has ever done in the game.
Well, they're
and
talking Magic about butt stuff. Well, they're talking about butt stuff. He's like, oh no, that OnlyFans is it's lingerie photos.
It's just lingerie photos and people showing their muscles and no, it's not. It's no. like it's no.
I felt creepy this weekend.
Oh were you total stalker?
I was locked into Instagram Live. I was listening. Anytime it popped up, it was like Pierce Clarkson. It started live. I was like, bang. And I would watch it. I just watched these.
I'm doing that now, too.
Teenagers just get dressed in a locker room for hours.
Listen.
You see the last part. That's all you need.
Those equipment guys got to hate these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want these pants. I want this. I want this.
I want this in my photo shoot.
Oh, they got to hate them. They got to hate them.
No, absolutely.
They have to.
I want a dog chain in this one. Who went and got the dog chain?
Texas says Magic Johnson and Larry Bird made the NBA.
Thank you. Thank you. Who is that?
That's 40-some years ago.
Yeah. Actually, the NBA was a league before them, but
no.
Go ahead.
I mean, the text is right. Yeah.
They popularized it. They brought it to the mainstream. I get it.
Nick texts us, OnlyFans launches a new app with no nudity and no paywall. Yeah, but that's the point.
Yeah, that's not why OnlyFans
that
exists.
That's the point, Nick, is that but that's not OnlyFans.
No.
That's a different app, right?
No,
that's the point.
I think it is OnlyFans, but it's like watered down OnlyFans. That's not how OnlyFans got to where it is now. They didn't get there because...
No, it's a different... It's OnlyFans TV.
Yeah, OnlyFans Lite, basically, is what it is. Yeah, it's not the real legit OnlyFans.
Boy, you knew a lot about that. Jack, boy, big guy over here broke that down, didn't
well,
he?
Well, just,
look at him.
Just because, you know, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's just, it's not real OnlyFans. I don't pay for any OnlyFans.
I'm not exactly fond of my daughter being on Playboy, which is not what she's doing. She's doing an OnlyFans.
Pat has a daughter.
Oh, Pat.
Wait, just wait. You think that's good? You just wait.
I'm looking at this. I mean,
when Nick sent you the OnlyFans.
Well, listen, is Cowgill's son got an OnlyFans? If so, I'm subscribing right now. All right.
Oh, he does. Oh, yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's something we've talked about before.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Mitch, I'm sorry.
Mitch used to send stuff.
Yeah, and Process really enjoyed that.
Oh, Process.
Yeah,
was the one.
Yeah, but he beat Process up. That's why.
Yeah, Process doesn't like
Bobby him. Was running his mouth, and he got punched in the face.
He got punched in the face.
That's what he deserved.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear from Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby got punched in the face.
Yes.
And that's what he deserved.
Yeah.
5 o'clock hour. Yeah, I mean, come on. IERP in the news. Satterfield and Kenny Payne in the news. I don't know. We got a bunch of nonsense. One more hour to go here on the Take on a Monday.
GE Plants Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.